Harry, we're all set for the Wanda Page spectacular. I finally solved the big problem.
Really? How?
Lined up Tom Belden as producer-director.
Never heard of him.
Very bright young man, Harry. Fairly new in New York, but a real pro. Very creative.
Can he handle Wanda?
We'll find out, Harry. We'll find out.
Theater 5 presents Don't Hesitate to Call.
Tom, this is a big opportunity for you. The biggest.
Oh, I appreciate that, Bill. I sure look forward to working with a big star like Miss Page.
Wonderful woman, Tom. A tremendous person as well as a great talent.
Is she on her way over?
We should be here any minute. Have enough money, Tom? Don't want you to stint?
Oh, yes, sir. Production budget seems fine.
Happy with your fee?
Yeah, it's the most money I've ever made.
All of us here at the network believe in you, Tom. We're all behind you. I know you'll put together the most imaginative show in television history. There'll be many more after this one, too.
Hello, darling.
Oh.
I'm sorry I'm late. Crosstown traffic and all.
Hello, Wanda. You look marvelous.
Thank you, darling.
Wanda, meet Tom Belden, the most creative young man in television.
Hi.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Belden? When Bill told me that we'd be working together, I was simply thrilled.
Well, thank you, Miss Page. I've admired your work for years.
Oh, dear. Not too many years.
No. No, just enough.
Tom already has some pretty good ideas, Wanda.
Oh, good. I'm just dying to hear them.
Well, I'd like to build a showstopper concept to recreate your greatest moments on Broadway. The songs that literally stop the shows.
How about that, huh?
Wonderful.
We'll make
each
one a mood piece. Perhaps use some of your original cast members.
Well, that sounds thrilling.
Yeah.
Say, I like this young man, darling. When do we start?
Next week?
Well, whenever you say, darling. And, oh, please, call me Wanda.
Okay.
We're going to spend some delicious moments together.
She's a knockout for her age, honey. And she bought my showstopper concept just like that.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Tom. And so proud. Producer-director of the Wanda Page special.
The fee should get us out of debt.
Really? Oh, Tom, let's call home.
Yeah, tell your dad it still doesn't look too good for the rug business. I've decided to muddle through in TV.
After 8 years, he's probably gathered that on his own. Hello, Mother? Hi. Guess what? Tom's the producer-director for the Wanda Page TV special. Isn't that great? Yes, the Wanda Page. And you'll never believe what they're paying him.
I read your format over the weekend, Tom. Looks great.
Thanks, Bill. Wanda coming?
Oh, she'll be here. You know how stars are. It looks like she'll get a real workout.
Oh, well, it's her special.
You sure you have enough comedy?
Well, I've got Parson and Hendricks writing her song lead-ins.
Well, what if we added Porky Taylor?
Has he ever worked with Wanda?
No, but he's big with the kids.
Well, I figured everything we did should have something to do with Wanda's Broadway shows. I mean, I think Porky's a very talented young comic, but Well, I just don't see him blending with Wanda.
You do like him, though.
Well, sure, if we were doing a straight variety show.
Hello, darlings.
Wanda.
I'm sorry I'm late. Those publicity things take forever.
Darling, you look younger and more beautiful every time I see you.
Isn't he terrible, Tom, darling? All that blarney, and he isn't even Irish.
You do look lovely, Wanda.
Well, it's the excitement I have for our television project, darling. You know, I read your outline over the weekend. It's marvelous.
Well, thank you.
We've been discussing some cast suggestions, Wanda. Tom likes Porky Taylor.
Who?
Porky Taylor, young comic.
Yes, but how would we use him, Tom?
Well, it's just a thought.
Oh, and I meant to ask you, must we use Arthur Thornton?
Well, you see, I always liked your duets with him. And
a beautiful touch of nostalgia, Wanda.
Yes.
Let's face it, darlings. Arthur's a has-been. This is the 20th century, you know.
Stay close. Not so much movement.
I'm sorry I'm late, darling. You know how the lawyers are.
Hold it, Benny. Wanda, we're wasting a lot of money if you don't make rehearsals on time.
I said I was sorry, darling.
We're running the Parisian number.
With all these people?
Yes, well, it's a Parisian street scene, isn't it?
But not a Parisian mob scene, darling.
Wanda, trust me, please. I know my business, and I know exactly what I want for your special.
I hope you do. I've devoted my life to becoming a star. I don't want it ruined by one television fiasco.
Let's go to work. From the top, Benny. Places, everyone.
I waited dinner for you, Tom. Why didn't you call?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, honey. We had a long hassle after rehearsal over Porky Taylor.
Is he in or out?
Well, Stewart and the network boys keep pushing him down my throat. They're hedging the bet on Wanda. Claim the sponsors insist.
What about sweet Miss Page?
Well, she wants to sing solos for an hour. I had to let half the dancers go.
After all the rehearsals? Well, why?
Madame Page.
Well, who's producing it? You or her?
Look, Cindy, I've got my full share of second-guessers now without you jumping in.
I'm sorry, darling.
And don't use that word.
What? Well, your first check came today. Almost $2,000.
$2,000. Doesn't seem so big anymore.
The kids waited up for you, honey. Julie made an ashtray in nursery school all by herself.
Great. I'm too tired to use it.
Tell her that's the way it has to be, Tom. You're the producer. Porky Taylor gets billing as special guest star.
Special guest star? What's he gonna do?
Get laughs and keep the sponsors happy.
Look, Bill, I was hired to create a showcase for the talents of Wanda Page. This isn't Hollywood Palace. It isn't the Ed Sullivan Show. There's no room for a stand-up comic.
I thought you liked him.
Not in this show!
Don't shout, Tom! Now, you listen to me. Whether you like it or not, Porky Taylor is going to be on the Wanda Page special.
But she can't stand him.
Baby, that's your problem.
Miss Page, this is Porky Taylor.
How do you do?
Miss Page, I dig you the most.
I don't understand that.
I think you're a real cool talent.
I presume that's a compliment.
Porky will do two routines, Wanda. A monologue in spot 4 and a special material thing with the dancers in spot 9. And you'll introduce the monologue.
Now, just a minute, Tom. Couldn't the announcer do that?
Announcer? No, that it's your show, Wanda. You should introduce the guest star.
Well, all right, if there isn't any other way.
Listen, Miss Page, I don't need this gig. I can play any show on any network. They asked me to do this as a favor. Who needs this old-time scene?
Old-time?
Wanda, now please,
get
out
of here, you beatnik. I don't need any fat little hipster as a guest star.
Wanda, please.
Get out, you fat punk. Get out!
Sure, baby. Sure. Hey, Wanda. I'll save you a spot on my next show. It's a Halloween spectacular.
Oh,
please come to bed. You've got to get some sleep.
Oh, how did I get into this? I can't eat, can't sleep, never see the kids. I bark at you.
Oh, it'll all be over in a week. Hey, we'll survive. But please rest, honey. You're too thin.
Remember how thrilled I was when I got the call from New York? Whoopee, I cried. No more local shows on shoestring budgets. I'll use the biggest stars and the biggest shows, and I'll knock them on their ear.
We've had a good time here, Tom.
Yeah, sure. Going into debt, waiting for the big chance that opens up all the doors in New York and Hollywood. When I got that Wanda Page assignment, I wrote my Emmy acceptance speech.
You'll pull it together, Tom. You always have in the past.
Ah, sure, sure, I'll pull it together. I wonder who'll pull me together. Cindy?
Hmm?
When's the last time I told you that I love you?
Oh, about a month ago.
Well, I still do, you know.
I know. Will you come to bed, Tom?
Yeah, in a minute, honey. My mind is a jumble of words and songs. Just let me think things through. I'm trying to unscramble things. I got to think things through.
That's it. That's good. Yes, very good.
They look great, Tom. Very creative.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
I read the final script. Very funny.
Well, we finished it about 4 this morning.
I thought I saw your style in there. Great, Tom. Just great.
Thanks.
Tom, the column items on Porky Taylor haven't helped us any. Makes Wanda look like a real witch.
So?
Well, it's a bad image.
Mm.
When you spend the kind of money we do on publicity, it just isn't right.
Now, look, Bill, I'm taping a show in 48 hours, and I don't care about images or egos anymore. I'm doing my best to recapture my original ideas and get them on tape.
The sponsors might pull.
What? Oh, let them.
$500,000 worth? Now listen, bright boy. Put Taylor back in.
Bill, get out of here.
You can't talk to me like that.
Yes, I can.
This show better come through, young man, or I'll personally see to it that you never work in network television again.
Stop by any time, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Hello, darling.
Wanda, you look marvelous.
No, I don't. I look tired and old.
Nonsense. You'll knock them dead.
I doubt it. Have you read the final script?
No, I haven't had a chance yet.
Well, it's awful. It needs a full rewrite.
We'll put Tom on it right after rehearsal. Don't worry, Wanda, you'll make television history.
Sure, darling. Like Napoleon at Waterloo.
Hi.
Oh, darling, you look horrible.
Thanks.
Hey, what happened to the writers?
The writers? Ooh, I let them go.
Look, you can't keep going on like this. You'll kill yourself.
Just 24 more hours. I'll make it. I'm on pills.
Hey, I brought some sandwiches.
Oh, thanks.
I thought the script was frozen.
Yes, but Wanda unfroze it. Filled with unsung songs and wild, uncontrollable, laughable silence.
Oh, Tom, you're not going to make it. Can't you postpone?
Well, the crews are set. Cost a fortune. Fortune. A career. Many careers. Especially mine.
Tommy, how did we get into this? Do we have to leave home?
Well, ambition has its price. You see the price tag? See the circles under my eyes? That cost me $10,000 a circle.
Tommy, is it worth it, losing your mind?
No, look, I'll make it. And thanks for the food.
Oh, I'm sorry I cried.
No, don't be. It seems like a good idea. Unsung songs and unlaughed laughs and uncried cries. Silent boy-type cries. The kind that gnaw at your belly and echo through your head. unheard cries, unsung songs, ideas that never fade up from black. A TV show is like a big, cold iceberg. Only a little bit of the top shows, glistening in the spotlights. And most of the ideas stay submerged under the water. And it's dark down there. It's dark and cold and lonely.
I'm afraid to leave you.
Huh? Oh, look, I'm all right. I'm just very, very tired. And I love you, Cindy.
I know. Shall I phone you later?
Sure. I'll be here. Wanda enters to applause. Says something witty.
Hello, darlings. Sorry I'm late. You know how the traffic and the lawyers and the publicity things are.
Isn't she marvelous, Tom? A tremendous person as well as a great talent. Together, you'll make television history.
Wanda, trust me.
Why should I? Are you out there to hold my hand when I sing? No, I'm all alone.
More laughs, Tom. The sponsors want more laughs.
I waited dinner for you, honey.
That's your problem, baby.
But not a mob scene, darling.
An ashtray in nursery school.
Never work in television again.
Arthur's a has-been.
Love you, Tom.
Depending on you, Tom.
My career, Tom.
Pay off the debts.
Television history.
Arthur's a has-been.
Horrible.
History.
Has-been. Has been. 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 Mrs. Belden, I'm Wanda Page.
Hello.
And I'm Bill Stewart.
Nice of you to come to the hospital.
We were all so shocked.
How's he doing?
He just sits there.
Well, maybe after a good long rest.
He just stares at the wall.
We used his original script, Mrs. Belden.
Your husband's a genius.
He doesn't even recognize me.
It was a smash show, thanks to him.
He'll be up for an Emmy.
Doctors say it might take years.
Please give him our best.
We're all behind him, Mrs. Belden.
Nice of you to come.
If there's anything we can do...
Don't hesitate to call.
Theater 5 has presented Don't Hesitate to Call, written by Jim McGinn, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Ed Zimmerman, Vicki Vola, George Petrie, Bonnie Toman, and Dwayne Morris. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.